If you have your Bible, turn to John chapter 3 and verse 36. John chapter number 3, I want to look at one verse this morning, verse 36. And the Bible says this, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." I want to preach on this thought this morning, it's got to be my help, on assurance of eternal life. Assurance of eternal life. And now when we look at this, and the Bible's telling this, then we know this is truth because it's the Word of God. God can't lie. God's immutable, praise God. He's perfect in all essence, and He does not lie. It says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." So how do you have everlasting life? How can you be born again? How can you be saved? Praise God, by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And it comes by what is written. You say, "Pastor Jeff, what do you mean by what is written?" It means by what God says. We take what God says and we believe it, amen? Praise God, and that's all there is to it. Just taking God's Word and believing what He says. Now, whether you believe it or I believe it, amen, it's still the Word of God. It's still true. Amen. When you say, "Well, preacher, I just don't believe this and I don't believe that," and that, praise God, that's your alternative. But let me just tell you, you have a right to be wrong. Yeah. Amen. But God is right and He's righteous in all that He does. And when we trust in Him, we come to what is written. We realize what is written and we believe it. So what if somebody is unsure of their salvation? Now, there's a lot of people in the world today that are unsure of their salvation. Preacher, "Well, Pastor, how do I know that I'm saved? How do we know?" Okay, what do we tell them if they're unsure? How do we assure them of their assurance? Amen? That's a big question. And as Christians, we need to know what to tell them, praise God, to make them, to have that assurance. Amen? Okay, do we just tell them, say, "Listen, Brother Jeff, you just got to pray and pray and pray till you get that assurance." Amen? I say, "John, you just pray and pray and pray till you get that assurance." And that's what we tell them a lot of times, right? Amen? But the Bible says, praise God, that we take God's Word and we use His Word and it's the promise of salvation, and we take God's promise and we just take it to ourselves and we just believe God. Amen. It's time to just believe God this morning. You say, "What do you?" We give them John 3:36. He said, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." Amen. If you believe on Son, what Son are they talking about? The sun in the sky? Well, yeah, but way up there. Amen. No, believe on the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the precious Son of God, that Lamb of God that came to earth to be a sacrifice for our sins. See, God looked down through the eons of time, and as they was building this thing, and they was establishing this thing, and they was creating man on earth, and God said, "You know what? We're going to do this, but they're going to mess up." He said, "I love them, but people, praise God, but they're going to mess up." Jesus said, "Well, Father, when they do, I'll go." Amen. God's the Son. God the Father, God's the Son, God the Holy Spirit, God's the Son said, "Father, if they mess up," He said, "when they mess up, I'll go." He knew we would mess up. God knew that you would mess up. Amen. You said, "Well, preacher, why did He even create man if He knew He was going to mess up?" Because He loved us. Amen. We were somebody that He could love, praise God. And He loves us even beyond all of our faults, all our transgressions, all our iniquity, all our sinfulness, but yet God loves us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He loves us. He loves you and me. So we see the point of focus, praise God, that we got to tell folks that they got to take God's Word as truth. Amen. We got to believe His truth. It's not a fairy tale. It's real. You say, "Pastor, how do you know that?" I know because God has said things. I've prayed believing, and God has touched in those prayers. God has answered prayers for us. He's answered prayers for this church and many, many times. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Whether it be for salvation to someone that's sick, somebody that's died, somebody that's got a cancer, something that they said the doctors done thrown up their hands, don't know what to do. Praise God, Dr. Jesus does. Amen. And we believe because God said so. We know that He's in charge of everything. Praise God. So we see that we take Him to the Word of God. And that He knows, praise God, He has everlasting life because God says so. "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." Now, who is that? Those that believe on Him. Let me just say something this morning. There's a difference between believing on and believing in. Does anybody know the difference? Amen? To believe on and to believe in. For years here, I thought it was the same thing. I thought, you know, to believe in Him and to believe on Him was the same thing. But the Bible says that He says here that he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Now, to believe on Him, praise God, is to be so totally satisfied with the Lord Jesus Christ, to be willing to offer sacrifice of yourself, praise God, to have a strong observation of who Jesus is and a loyalty, praise God, to what you know about Him. That He is not only the Son of God, but He's that sacrifice for sin that come and died for me and you. That's where the cross and the blood makes the difference. Amen. That's what it means to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. To believe on Him, praise God, with a sacrificial obsession to the Lord. Amen. A lot of people look at us today, Christians today, and say, well, them people up there are just obsessed with Jesus. Praise God, call me crazy. Call me a fanatic. That's all right. Amen. I love the Lord Jesus Christ because He first loved me. Amen. Hey, Brother Bill, I don't deserve the love of God. Amen? You think you do? But I'm glad He loves us anyway. So that we can believe on Him, praise God. We can call upon Him, believe and trust in Him. Amen. You say, well, preacher, if that's what to believe on, amen, to have that devotion, Jesus is to believe on, what does it mean to believe in Him? It means to accept Jesus as a divine Son of God. To say, you know, He is the Son of God that come down to heaven. Newsflash, the devil believes that. The devil knows that. But the devil ain't saved. He believes in Jesus Christ. When Jesus was walking in the earth, praise God, and the demons was, people were possessed with these demons, and them demons, when they seen Him coming down the road, they knew who He was. They even cried out that He was the Holy One of God. But they weren't saved. They're still devils. Amen. But He said, pray, when you believe on Him, when you and I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that sacrificial love that we have to Him, that obsession with Him, who He is and what He's done for us, that we believe with every fiber of our being, and we can't be dissuaded. Amen. Hey, I hope I'm helping you this morning. Because I'm telling you, Brother, it's a long time. There's a lot of people that's concerned, praise God. They're not sure about their eternal salvation because we've never settled it once and for all, praise God, to believe on Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen. To count on Him, to trust Him, to rely on Him, to adhere to Him, to make Him the fiber of your being. Realizing that the fiber of your being, praise God, is in essence what God is in control of, and God is using, God's going to take, and one day go call to be with Him where He is. Amen. Think about it, boy, it's an exciting time. And if we ever get this nailed down, praise God, we'll have the peace of the Lord. We'll have peace from the Lord. That peace that passes understanding will call upon us because we know whose side we're on. See, it's kind of like picking sides, choosing a team. Amen. And we realize that there's one that's far superior. There's one that stands out above all the others. And we pick Jesus Christ. We pick His side. We pick His team. Because He's picked us. He's chose us. And He's asking us today. He said, hey, would you like to be on my team? Amen. Right, God, I like team Jesus. Yeah, I've told you before, I don't like to lose. I'm very competitive. Ain't I, Miss Tara? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm very competitive. So I'm going to be on Jesus God because I've done the volume book, last chapter, praise God, and He wins. And I'm going to be on the winning side. Praise God. I'm going to listen to Him. I'm going to follow Him. I'm going to do what He is. Praise God. Hey, He's the greatest coach that there ever was. Amen. He's not only a coach, but praise God, He's a military captain. He's military excellence, praise God. He knows exactly how to fight this war. How to overcome the battles. How to give victory, praise God, to His people. Amen. I'm glad I'm on His team, ain't you? Well, if I wasn't on his team, I wouldn't wait. I'd just jump up and come here and say, Lord, please save me, an old sinner. Put me on your team. Amen. Put me on your team right now, Lord. I want that blessing assurance. I want that eternal life. I want to be with you forever. Yeah. Amen. I tell you, he will never fail. We'll fail and come short. Hey, listen, I'll fail and come short. I'll fail you probably before the day's over. Amen. You'll fail those around you probably before the day's over. But I want to say Jesus Christ, praise God, will never fail. Praise God, he's at perfect perfection. Amen, for every need. So we have peace with the Lord. But the psalmist says in Psalms 85 and 80, he says this. So I will hear what God the Lord will speak. Now in order to be a child of God, we got to start listening to him. Now if God is our heavenly Father, praise God, hey listen, he's got advice for us. We've got to start listening. We've got to start paying attention to God. We need to block out the roar of the world. Amen. We got to block out the noise and the confliction of the world. And we've got to start listening to God. Amen. He's trying to speak to us. The psalmist said, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace unto his people and his saints. Amen. He said, I'll speak peace. He said, those people, pray, those that aren't even saved yet, and those that's been born again, I pray God, those that's been called to be with him, he said, God, if we'll listen to him, he's speaking peace to us. Peace that passes understanding. Peace that can't be explained, we'll have in the Lord. Amen. That's what assurance of eternal life is. It's that peace that we have with God. Praise the Lord. That peace that's out of this world. Amen. People today, they're looking for, they're longing for, they're praying for what? Peace. Everybody wants peace. Amen. All of the world is hollering, peace, 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 peace everywhere. Families is hollering, peace. Churches are hollering, peace. The world's hollering, peace. We're looking, longing, we're seeking for, we're praying for peace. Where does peace come from? It comes from that blessed hope of that assurance of eternal life that we have in Christ Jesus. Amen. When it comes time to make that crossing, to leave from life to the hereafter, praise God. We have that peace. God gives us that peace. He says in Hebrews, and it is appointed a man wants to die, and after this to judgment. Amen. We've all got an appointment. Amen. All got an appointment. We don't know when it'll be. Today, tomorrow, next week. You say, well, I'm young. It may not be. Hey, you could go out of here today. We don't know, but we know we have an appointment because God says so. He says, but we have that peace in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And what he gives us, though, we're looking for it, we're longing for it, we're praying for it. Praise God, that peace that pastor said. He said, God has it to give. Where does peace come from? Peace comes from the Word of God. He says it and we believe it. Amen? Ain't that right? He says it and we believe it. Pretty simple. Because whether we believe it or not, praise God, he says it. It's still the Word of God. It don't change. It won't change just because you don't believe it. It won't change just because I don't believe it. It won't change just because the world don't believe it. It's still the Word of God. So we have peace, praise God, by believing on him. Amen? And then when you have peace, you believe, praise God, you have that peace that's in your heart. See, God takes that peace and through the Word of God, he plants that peace in your soul. So you're running along, you're rocking along, and all of a sudden trials and tribulations and hardships come up. And they do. Every one of us will face some kind of affliction before that. This is the second day of February. And before the month's over, we'll come through some kind of affliction. Every one of us, something will belay us, something will try to sidetrack us, something will come upon us. But praise God, I'm glad that through that assurance of eternal life that we have in Christ, we have that peace, that past understanding, that this too will pass. That it will be okay. Because God is in control. We don't know what it is, we don't know how it's going to play out, but we know that it will. Because God has made us a promise, praise God, in His Word, He said, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Amen. Praise God. It said, he that believeth on something, we got to believe. We got to be believers on Christ. Got to believe on Him, praise God. That sacrificial enthusiasm, praise God. To sacrifice ourselves unto Him. To offer ourselves up to Him, praise God. Say, Lord Jesus, here I am. I'm nothing, but praise God, You take me and make me who You'd have me to be. And He does that so well. Amen. Hey, so many things, Brother Jeff, in my life that He's changed in me. Well, Brother Bill, you say, well, you get saved, praise God, and the Holy Spirit moves into you. He said, if there's no change, ain't no chance. He said, something as big as the third person of the Godhead moves into your heart. Now, He does. The Holy Spirit, praise God, when you get saved, He's the one that takes the Lord from your head into your heart. And you begin to believe on Him. You begin to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. You begin to make a commitment to Him, praise God. You begin to realize that He's the most important part of your life. He's the one that can change your family. He can change your surroundings. He can change your attitudes. He can draw you up closer, praise. He can bring you out above the conflict. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus can do that. Now, there's a whole lot of Dr. Spocks and Dr. Shocks in this world. And they'll say, well, now, Brother Jeff, if you'll just reach into yourself and pull out that other person, that there's something that's really good down in there. And if you'll just feed it and pet it and pamper it and you'll reach down in there and get it out, you can be such a wonderful person. Amen. That's all you need to do. Just look into your inner self. I look at my inner self and I see somebody that's wicked and vile as hell itself. The person that gives me the most trouble today is that inner person that I am. Amen. See, my soul's saved, praise God, but my old flesh ain't. When I look into myself, praise God, I look down into my soul and I say, Holy Spirit, take me and make me, mold me in what God would have me to be. Amen. Give me that strength, praise God, to overcome the turmoil and the conflict that's constantly bombarding my soul. You say, Pastor, you deal with that. Oh yeah, you wouldn't believe. Amen. You pray and study and try to prepare and see how God what God would have for us, and you'll see the devil fight you like he never has. Amen. That's why so many people give up so easy. Like I say, that Broadway. Brother Charles was teaching us, well, that Broadway, it's an easy way. You just give in to the flow. And you get carried into that Broadway but it don't tell you that it leads to destruction. Amen. But that narrow way is a way that leads into life eternal in the presence of the Lord. It's where you get that help from above. It's where you get strength, praise God. The strength from the throne of grace. He said, I have all power in heaven and earth, and I'll minister my strength to you. When the disciples was here, Jesus told them, he said, you see all these things, I paraphrase, you see all these things that's taking place. He said, you'll do greater things than these. Amen. Through faith, believing, praise God. He said, you'll be able to do wonderful, marvelous things for the glory of God. We sell ourselves short, church. We sell ourselves short, not in having the assurance of eternal life in Christ Jesus, but he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Amen. Just realize that we've been saved by the marvelous grace of God, that we have life, and that life is in Him. Amen. He's constantly working on us, constantly drawing us, constantly pointing us in the direction He'd have us to go, and helping us to walk therein. See, the reason I'm preaching on this word, because I don't think we have the confidence of eternal life, praise God, to walk with Christ the way He'd have us to do. So we can be comforted and have that help, praise God. So we can be a help to somebody else. It's that better way, praise God. It's that narrow way. It's that good way to realize, praise God. Amen. Let me just give you an example. A passage in the Bible. Now, we looked at this verse Wednesday night, I believe it was. But I just want to share this with you. Amen. If we would feed on this verse daily, I mean, if we would take this verse and etch it into our hearts, into the fiber of our being, into our souls, it would give us the encouragement that we need. Amen. It would banish away all the anxiety we have, praise God, of our salvation and our assurance with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It would take away so many things and give us a peace that passes understanding, peace that, praise God, the world can't give to you. But God said, I can offer it to you if you'll accept it. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And the Bible says, and we know. Amen. Now let that sink in just a minute. And we know. He said we didn't have to guess. He said we didn't have to wonder. Maybe shoulda, coulda, sorta. It's not what he says. He said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. You say, well, preacher, I told him we know. He said, well, wait a minute. Look at all the bad things that happen to good people. Amen. They do. Bad things happen to everybody. Bad things happen to you. Bad things happen to me. Bad things happen to everybody in here. Newsflash, we live in an old sin-cursed bad world. Amen. But praise God, in that bad world, in the darkness of the world, God said we should be a marvelous light, praise God, that shines forth, that we bring folks out of the darkness into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. That's what we have when we have that blessed assurance. He said, we know that all things work together for good to them that what? Love God. Amen. He said, all things, even the bad things, work together for good, to all of us, all them that love God. Amen. That's what assurance of salvation, that's what eternal life is. That's knowing, praise God, because God said it, that all things work together for good. Amen. That means that nothing can, praise God, nothing in us that is not one of the all things. Nothing can come our way that isn't one of the all things. That's all things. That's everything. Amen. And said, God used that. God allows that. God used that. But praise God, He said, He's promised that He'll bring us through and we'll come out shouting on the other side, giving Him praise and glory because He is God. And besides Him, there's no other. And He gives us hope. And He gives us encouragement. And He lifts us up. And when you get to where you can't go no more, He'll just pick you up and He'll carry you till He gets you across the finish line. Amen. Praise the Lord. He'll not leave praise God, in His military, He'll not leave a soldier behind. Amen. That's why we say we just to stay faithful to Him. He said, he that believeth on the Son. I mean, we make that commitment to Him because He's already committed to us. He says as He crossed the Garden of Kedron, He was praying. John chapter 17. He said, Father, I would that You'd just bless me with the glory I had before. He said, I want You to bless My disciples. Amen. Pray, I want You to bless them. I want You to use them. And He said, those that'll come along later, praise God, those that'll be saved by the ministry. He said, I want You to save them. And He said, a reason for it, Father. He said, I want everybody that You give me, everyone that You pointed towards me, I want them to be with Me where I am. Amen. Praise God, what an eternal hope. When Jesus Christ, the Son of God, amen. To believe in Him. You know. But He is the divine Son of God. And to believe on Him, praise that He is my Lord and my Savior. He came, He died for me. Amen. So that I could live for Him. Amen. That's what it's all about. You know, realizing, praise God, who Jesus is, that He died for us so that we could live for Him. Praise God, lift Him up and give Him glory. And we believe in this passage of Scripture that God has given us. Amen? We can believe in it. We can trust in it. Praise God. That nothing that can happen in this world, praise God, will disturb your peace. Nothing will take away that peace. Nothing will take away that eternal life that we have with Him. Amen? Somebody asked me today, said, well, preacher, what if I get out there and I just get committing sin? And I tell you what God do, He'll take you out. He'll snuff you out, for He'll let you bring a reproach on His name. That's why there's a whole lot of premature graves today. People made a profession of Christ, accepted Jesus, and then they turned their back on God, and God took them out. I believe that with all my heart. I see that. I believe there's premature graves all over the country where people have turned their back on God, went back to their worldly ways, and God said, I won't have that. Amen. Praise God, but God said, stuff. He said that in this verse, He said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Do you love the Lord today? I mean, do you really love Him? A lot of people say, well, I know Him. I know of Him. Yeah, but do you love Him? Amen. He loves you. Yeah, how do you know He loved you enough to die for you on the cross of Calvary? When he was on the cross, praise God, you were on His mind. You said, preacher, that can't be true because He died over 2,000 years ago. That don't change a thing. Praise God. Because He's alive today, and He's sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven. Praise God, still thinking about you. And the essence of God, praise God, in His magnificence. He's got you on His mind all the time. And me, Brother Jeff, everybody, praise God, is on His mind because He's God. He's the only one that can do that. I can't concentrate on you and pray for you. I have to focus on you. Amen. But God Almighty has all of us on His mind. Those that love Him are looking for His appearing. Praise God. Desire to see Him. He said, we are on His mind. He's thinking about us. And He's sending of His Spirit, praise God. He's compelling the Father all the time to just send the Holy Spirit and just keep sending that Spirit unto you to deal with your heart and to give you encouragement and to lift you up and to edify you, praise God, and just let you know that God and Jesus and only they love you. Amen. Those darkest times of your life, the darkest times of your life, praise God, you can have that assurance of everlasting life in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because we know he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Amen. Praise God. That all things work together for good. Everything that takes place in life works together for good. Because you know, you say, well, preacher, those old bad things that we have to go through, the hardships and the trials and the convictions and the things that we face in this world, how can that work together for good? Because, praise God, we'll get over on the other side of that trial and that conviction and that strife, and we'll raise our hand and say, glory be to God. Jesus did that. Amen. We'll get to heaven, praise God, one day, and we'll have, you say, well, preacher, it looks to me like after a while of just praising and giving God glory, it'd be boring. No, we'll get over it. We'll realize, praise God, every time that God brought us through, every time that He kept His promise to you and to me. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Every time we think about one of them, we'll just throw up our hands and begin to praise Him. Amen. Boy, what a time we're going to have when we get to heaven. What'll heaven be like? Talking to a fella, yes, a good friend. If the Lord don't intervene, he's going to go out here. But I believe the Lord can. Amen. And we sat there for about an hour and a half years and talked about what heaven. He said, what do you think heaven will be like? I saw, brother, it'd be glorious. Amen. It'd be beyond our imagination. Hey, you imagine in your mind the goodness and the greatness of what heaven will be like, and it won't compare to what it really be. Amen. It'll be a glorious place with a glorious Savior, a glorious eternal future that we'll have with Him. Kind of makes this little life that we live here, amen, that's fleeting, it's passing away, seem insignificant. It's insignificant. It don't amount to a whole lot. But what matters is what we do for Him while He's here, or while we're here. He said, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. But see, there's an alternative to that. He said, he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. He said, there's a wrath that you won't get out from under. It'd be a terrible thing to reject the Lord Jesus Christ, not to believe on Christ, and end up in an awful place called hell, where there's weeping and wailing and a gnashing of teeth. You won't go in as a welcome guest. You'll go in as an intruder. Amen. God help us. Praise the Lord. But he said it's a whole lot better if we believe on Jesus. If we believe on Jesus, praise God, it comes from the Word of God. It comes from what's written. It comes from what believing God says, that He loves you. And I know what somebody, you say, well, preacher, you just don't know what I've done. You don't know how bad I've been. No, I may not. But God does. God knows just exactly how sorry no account you are. Amen? You say, well, preacher, I don't appreciate that. You saying I'm sorry no account. We all are. Amen? We're all apt to mess up. We're all apt to do sinful things. But he said, you know what? The Lord said, I love you and I come, praise God, so that you can be saved, so I can forgive you of those sins. Amen. So I could take you to myself and be your Savior. So you could have that assurance today of eternal life with the Lord. Don't have to worry about that awful place called hell. Don't have to worry about that standing at the judgment seat, praise God. That great white throne judgment. We'll stand at the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of what we did after we're saved. That's just for the rewards. That's not for salvation. But we'll stand at the great white throne judgment. And those that stand there, praise God, will be brought up out of torment. They'll be judged. It'll be brought from a book and another book, the book of life, where there's a place for their name, but it's not there. And in another book, where all the deeds that they've done, well, I've done this and I've done that and I've been good and I've tried to help this and I've done this over here and I've done that. And he'll say, depart from you, workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. Never had a personal relationship. Well, you never accepted me as your Lord and your Savior. And you'll be cast into the lake of fire forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. But I'm glad I'm going to be on that other team. I'm going to be on Team Jesus. One day He's going to say, come away, my beloved, my fair ones, come away. Praise God, I'm going to take that plane air ride. I'm going to lose gravitation. Old boy I used to work with, he said he always wanted to be like Superman with a cape and fly. I said, praise God, I'm going to do that one day. He said, really? I said, yeah. I said, I'm going to take a plane air ride. Amen, I'm going to go be with Jesus. One of these days He's going to call me out of this old world, and I'm going to go be with Him where He is, and so shall I ever be with the Lord. That's a promise He gives. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying I've got that blessed assurance of eternal life that I have, not in me, but in Jesus Christ, my Savior, because He's made that promise to me. Let me just show you one verse of Scripture right quickly, and I'll let you go. Over in 1 John. 1 John chapter number 5, and verse 13. He said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of God. Of the Son of God. Did you notice it didn't say believe in the name? He said to believe on the name of the Son of God. That you may know that you have, what? Eternal life. And that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. He said that's how you have eternal life. He said you believe on the name of the Son of God. You believe on the name. You believe on the name. You believe on what He did. What He's accomplished for you that we couldn't accomplish for ourselves. Today He's offering to us eternal life. The assurance of eternal life when we believe on Jesus Christ as our Savior. Let me ask you a question today. Are you saved and you know it? Amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ? You say, preacher, I know who He is. He's that feller in the Bible, praise God, that was born in Bethlehem, rose up and died on the cross of Calvary. Amen. But you realize He died for you. You know, I say, I know who He is. But do you know Him as your Lord and your Savior? See, that's the difference between believing in and believing on today. I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. I've committed my life to Him. Every fiber of my being, praise God, is in the hands of my Savior. And from I praise God, every minute of the day, every minute of the night. See, I'm committed to Him when I'm asleeping. Praise God. Hey, I want to sleep for the glory of God. Amen. Every minute of good sleep I get, I just give God the glory for it. You don't know what I'm talking about. You young people that sleep good every night, you don't know what we're talking about. Ecclesiastes says when you start getting older, you get insomnia. You know, every little thing wakes you up, keeps you from sleeping sound. But boy, when you get that age, you get to giving God the glory for every hour that you get without being woke up. Boy, you just give Him praise and glory and honor. And if you can get a good 6 hour sleep, well, you wake up and glory to God. What a Savior. Amen. We give God the glory because He is our Lord Savior. He offers us that eternal life. The assurance that we have, that you have, I have in Him. Amen.